News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The chair of the scoping inquiry into the cervical check controversy has criticised the HSE for a continuing delay in providing documentation to the investigation. And it's after it was announced yesterday that there are now 221 women affected and an independent physical review of around 3,000 cervical smear slides has yet to begin. That's despite the fact the review was expected to have been completed by the end of May. Now, one woman who was personally affected by the controversy and has been bravely campaigning and sharing her own story is Vicky Phelan. Vicky, good morning.
Hi there, good morning.
Vicky, can I just ask, there's two or three various different elements there to the story that emerged yesterday in terms of the delays from info coming from the HSE, criticism from Gabriel Scally, the review expected to have been completed by the end of May, that's not the case, and an increase now in the number of women affected. Just what's your reaction to all of that?
Yeah, it was a busy news day yesterday, and it kind of seems to go like that. I was in Dublin yesterday, and the last time I was in Dublin a couple of weeks ago, there was for a scan, the same thing. There was a lot of activity, or non activity, as the case may be, because that's the problem. There's nothing happening. We're here now. I mean, my case broke at the end of April, and we're now middle of July practically, and we're still nowhere nearer knowing what caused the failures in our screening program. As Cian O'Carroll, my solicitor, keeps harping on about, and I think, people are finally beginning to listen, we have the same labs with the same contracts that are still testing women's slides today, yet nothing has been done to check or inspect on the quality of these. I mean, the Scally review has a review of QA as part of his terms of reference, but there isn't an actual inspection of the labs as part of that. And the contracts with the labs do include that and provide for audit and investigation, and I think that's what needs to happen at this stage. Okay. There's no point in waiting for this audit of these 3,000 slides, which was supposed to be completed by the end of May. Why can't we inspect the labs that are currently performing our smears at the moment find out about their quality control? Yeah.
Just in relation to those 3,000 slides and that review that was due to have been completed, Vicky, does the delay in meeting the deadlines and keeping to the timelines in this case, does that in any way affect the confidence that people have in the review?
Of course it does. I mean, people already have no confidence in the programme since the whole scandal broke back at the end of April. But the problem now is that on top of having no confidence, and trying to build that back up and build up some trust, all of these delays mean that people are beginning to wonder, and myself included, what are they trying to cover up at this stage that they can't seem to meet these deadlines and everything seems to be pushed back out, particularly with the delays. I mean, Gabriel Scally has said this is his second time complaining about delays with the information. I spoke to him yesterday and he's still awaiting 2,000 files. Everything is being put through lawyers. They have a whole legal team in there looking at everything before they'll pass it on to him, before they'll pass on the files to the women who are looking for them to take their court cases. And everything is heavily redacted that Gabriel is getting. So what are they trying to hide at this stage? My question.
I just noted, that Gabriel Scally was saying that, he insists the organisation is cooperating and some progress is being made, but said that the level of cooperation overall hasn't improved. And this was something that Gabriel Scally highlighted previously just a number of weeks ago as well. I know that Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said yesterday too, Vicky, that he was very dissatisfied that the review of the smear test hadn't started. And that, he also said that the preliminary work is being done and the independent bodies carrying out the work, that they had to be given time to do that without government interference. Just what's your response to that? The fact that, it's been suggested that the timelines were underestimated, that the work load perhaps might have been underestimated.
Well, then they should have researched it properly first before they decided. I think they're trying to. I find that since this whole thing broke, they're trying to kind of quick fix it, really. With promising the earth, moon, and stars, and then they can't deliver. So they should research these things properly before they give a timeline. But I mean, there's no reason. I've heard a few politicians saying that we need to give these people time to do the review. But I mean, looking at slides, we were talking about this myself and my solicitor, and I was asking him. I said, how long realistically would it take? I mean, 3,000 slides. If it wouldn't take a huge amount of time. The problem has been that they haven't agreed on terms of reference. I mean, at the end of the day, what we want is an independent review of the slides. How many terms of reference do you need for that? And in order to build trust back into the programme, you know, people were waiting for the results of this independent audit to see how realistic the audit was that was carried out, which led to these failures in the first place. You know, my worry is that we're going to see that there's going to be more women that weren't included in the original sample.
Okay, and that's something we'll come to in a moment, because we found out yesterday, obviously, about 12 other women. Just the Sinn Féin health spokesperson, Louise O'Reilly, yesterday questioned the government's, I think, their sense of urgency in getting to the bottom of this. I know the government previously said this was a top priority. How do you feel about that?
I felt at the beginning, yes, certainly they did treat it very, you know, very. It was very swift, their response. But I think, you know, things have become very lax over the last number of weeks. I've noticed that because I'm still trying to get to the bottom of this and campaign. But I've noticed that things have definitely, you know, quietened down. I mean, the only place that this issue is being discussed on a regular basis is in the Public Accounts Committee. And thank God for, you know, politicians like Adam Kelly and Jonathan O'Brien and Mark McSherry, who are asking the hard questions. And only for the Public Accounts Committee, where they're being hauled over the coals and asked that difficult questions and asked to produce information, we wouldn't be where we are today with some of the information that we've gotten and some of the answers. But now, you know, the doll is breaking up over the summer. You know, my worry is that this is going to quiet down again.
Can I just ask personally, Vicky, we found out yesterday about 12 other women that they have now been affected, bringing the number to 221. You are, I suppose, hailed as, you know, the kind of the heroic, the inspirational face of all of this, of the, you know, as somebody who has stepped up, spoken out and given hope to people involved in this controversy. Just what would you say to the other 12 women to try and, I suppose, inspire them and give them the confidence that they're going to require to be able to deal with this in the way, you know, in looking at the way that you have?
Well, look, I mean, it's very difficult because, like, I suppose in my case, when I found out about the audit, I mean, I was told back in September, and that was a very vague conversation I had with my consultant. But I knew about it back in September, and I had time to digest it, I suppose. But it was only when I was told that my situation was terminal in January that I decided that I needed to do something about it at that stage to provide for my family in the case that, you know, I didn't survive this. So I suppose I had a couple of months before my court case broke to kind of get my head around, you know, what I discovered, that this had been hidden, that there were other women involved. Whereas, you know, the poor, unfortunate women who have found out since my case broke have really been thrown into this while it's been in the media. So it is quite difficult for women that are just finding out about this now. I mean, I can see it on the Facebook group that we have for the support group for the women and the families affected. You know, there's a lot of upset there. One lady, you know, posted yesterday that she went for a mammogram this week, and she literally broke down in tears because she, you know, it kind of all just got on top of her. So, you know, I really do feel for any of the women who've just found out in the last couple of weeks about this, because, you know, it's very difficult, because it really, your trust, you know, it affects your levels of trust in the care that you're getting, because you wonder, well, why was this hidden from me? Why did nobody decide that it was important enough to tell me? So, you know, that, but there is help there, and that, I suppose, that is, you know,
and that is important.
We do have a support group, and that's what myself and Stephen were at a meeting yesterday with a number of representatives from the Marie Keating Foundation, the Irish Cancer Society, and the Irish Patients Association, and we're looking at pushing together a package to try and get a full-time coordinator, really, for the support group, because myself and Stephen and some of the other women,
you're probably doing a lot of it.
We're doing it ourselves, it's just too much, you know.
Obviously, and you've your own personal situation as well, Vicky, to handle. Just finally on that, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I'm tired. I had a long day yesterday because, you know, I was on the train early yesterday morning, and then all of this happened, and I was doing a couple of interviews, and I didn't get home till, you know, 8 o'clock last night. But you know, I'm doing very little today now, to be honest. But I'm good.
Well, we really appreciate you taking the call and getting up so early to speak to us this morning. Loads of messages of support, Vicky, to, you know, coming in for you, just echoing the fact that people genuinely think you're just a really courageous person who's, you know, speaking up for so many women across the country, and a great inspiration. This woman has texted in to say for some of the, and for all of the 220 other women as well. My thanks to you, Vicky. Good to hear that you're keeping well as well. And my thanks to you for taking the call this morning. Vicky Phelan there.